السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. Welcome to another edition of Sahaba Profiles. Today we discuss the story of أم حرام بنت ملحان رضي الله عنها. أم حرام came from a very noble family. Her sister was the mother of Anas bin Malik رضي الله عنه. We spoke about Anas bin Malik رضي الله عنه and his mother in earlier episodes of Sahaba Profiles. Her two brothers were Haram bin Malhan and Salim bin Malhan. They took part in the battles of Badr and Uhud. She was also related by marriage to Abu Talha radiallahu anh, another distinguished Sahabi. Her husband was Amr bin Qais bin Zayd, and her son was Qais bin Amr bin Qais. And these were two eminent Sahaba, and both were martyred at the battle of Badr. After her husband's death, she married Ubada bin Samit radiallahu anh, a very famous Sahabi, and he was a general in the Muslim army, and she had a son with him. His name was Muhammad bin Ubada bin Samit. In terms of quality, she was known for her spirit of sacrifice, and she had this ambition, even though she was a lady. And ladies generally were not in the forefront of taking part in jihad expeditions, but she had this ambition to be martyred in the cause of Islam. And she made mention of this to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She used to live on the outskirts of Medina in the town of Quba. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made hijrah to Medina, he stopped at Quba to rest, as we know, before he went to Medina. And she was the first amongst the Ansar women. Umm Haram was the first amongst the Ansar women, not only to accept Islam, but also to announce it. And she did this already before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made hijrah to Madinatul Munawwara. She was known to be a very balanced person, a very wise person, very pious. She held a very high position, and she was held in very high regard by the Ansari women. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would often visit her home and rest at her home when he was on journey and if he was tired. Anas bin Malik, her nephew radiallahu anhu, narrates that once he was at his house when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came there, his mother and her sister Umm Haram were also there. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them to rise, and then he led them in a special prayer. It was not the time of any of the normal prayers. And after the dua, the salah, the nafil salah, he made a supplication to Allah to bless the family both in this world as well as in the year after. Now, as we mentioned, she was married to Ubada bin Samit radiallahu anhu, and he was granted the honor of being part of all three delegations. Remember, the delegations were coming from Medina to Makkah prior to Hijrah. The first delegation was of 6 members, the second 12, and the third had 72 members. And then the second delegation came, and it was the first pledge of Aqaba. And the third delegation, then it was the second pledge of Aqaba. So he was in all three delegations, Umadah bin Samit, radiallahu anhu. He was an exemplary husband and a father. He was a loving father to Abdullah bin Amr, who had been born to Umm Haram from her previous husband. And you know, this is something that we need to learn. Sahaba showed this trait, that when they married a woman, and even if she had children from a previous marriage, or when a woman married a man and he had children from a previous marriage, they took these children to be their own, and they treated them like they would their own children. And that's how you foster the bonds of brotherhood. Because in life, people get divorced. In life, people lose their spouses. And then, you know, you shouldn't put them in a position where they feel, well, is either I get married again and I secure my own happiness, but I compromise the happiness of my children, or I remain unmarried to keep my children happy, because whoever I'm going to get married to is not going to treat my children well. It shouldn't be like that. Sahaba had shown us there's no need for it to be like that. Now, Umm Haram radiallahu anha, her son now from Ubada bin Samit, Muhammad bin Ubada, he was a member of that congregation when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was performing salah still facing Masjid al-Aqsa. And the instruction came that they should turn in the salah and start facing the Kaaba. So he was one of those, her son, who had the privilege of performing salah behind Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, facing both Qiblas in one salah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as I said, would visit her regularly. And her happiness knew no bounds when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would visit her. And one day the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked that, why do you visit her so often? And he said, look, I feel a great sense of pity for the family ever since I saw that two of her brothers were martyred in the battle of Bi'r Ma'una. And ever since then, I visit her just to see if she's okay and to see to her needs and to comfort her. And this is another great lesson that we learn. Leaders should do this. You know, those people whose families have made sacrifice. Sometimes the imam passes on, and then we forget about his family. Sometimes a person who made great sacrifice for the community, for the ummah, they pass on and we forget totally about their families. Now, during the Khilafat of Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anh, it was the 27th year after Hijrah, Uthman radiallahu anh gave permission to Muawiyah radiallahu anh that he should conquer the island of Cyprus. But in order to do that, they needed a naval force. So it was the first time in Islamic history that a naval force was made ready. And Ubada bin Samit radiallahu anhu was part of this force, and he was accompanied by his wife Umm Haram. And it is mentioned that one person went to visit them, and Umm Haram was there, and she was ecstatic because she said that she heard the Prophet ﷺ saying one day that some of his people would journey on the sea for the purpose of jihad. And she said, "Ya Rasulullah, would it be possible for me to be among them?" And the Prophet ﷺ replied in the affirmative. So she was elated now because it was her earnest desire to take part in jihad, and this was now her opportunity. And what had happened is that they went and they conquered Cyprus, but on the way back, after they got they did the journey by sea, they were on land and she was traveling on a mule, and the mule became frightened of something and she fell off, and she sustained a serious neck injury, and after that she lost her life. And in this way, she attained martyrdom, which she always desired. Look at how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes people's desires come through. Noble desires like this, when they are sincere in their intention. So she was that fortunate woman who took part in this naval venture, and she attained martyrdom. And she proved herself worthy of the blessed glad tidings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about her blessed place in Jannah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the ability to appreciate the sacrifices of Sahaba. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.